Amen. 2 Kings chapter 17 and verse number 9. I'd like to preach on this thought if I could. Secret things. Secret things. Secret things. You know, everything ain't a secret thing. It might start out as a secret thing, but it don't end up as a secret thing. Because it ends up, Brother Dan, it ends up out in the open. It might start out being a secret thing. I'm going to read this text, and when I get started reading, if you wouldn't mind, if you could listen. Because I'm going to try not to read this like that man read the 23rd Psalms. And I want to try to read it, where it seems real to us. Whether it applies or not, Brother Leo, that it'd be real big in my heart. And we'll see what the Lord does, okay? Secret things. Verse 7, the Bible says this of chapter 17 of 2 Kings. For so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods, and walked in the statutes of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel, and of the kings of Israel, which they had made. And the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against the Lord their God. And they built them high places in all the cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced cities. Let me explain that. The fenced cities of that time, that was how they had kept in hand on the premises their sheep, their flocks. But as time pressed on, they built towers. You look it up. They built towers to watch over that flock, to keep that flock from getting too far away, because obviously you can see so much more from way up high. And the Bible says this, verse 10, and they set them up images and groves in very high hill, and under every green tree. And there they burnt incense in all the high places, as did the heathen whom the Lord carried away before them, and wrought wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger. For they served idols. That's real important that you remember that. They served idols. When I think about them serving idols, we think about some kind of a graven image, perhaps. I remember when we was in Portugal, several of the castles we saw had those big images on the corners of the castles out there and about. Gargoyles and all kind of stuff like that. And I'm just scary looking stuff. And that was called on the church. And there's graven images. Now we're living in an hour when graven images of different people have been made and worshiped. And the Bible says, they served idols, whereof the Lord had said unto them, ye shall not do this thing. This is not the first time the Lord has told them not to do this. Did you ever notice? Well, let me give, I'll be, got ahead of myself. Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, turn ye from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I commanded your fathers and which I prayed to you by my servants, the prophets. Notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks like to the neck of their fathers that did not believe in the Lord their God. Would it be safe to say right here that we're living in an hour when folk just absolutely don't believe that there's a God? Would you believe that? Does the news media give us this? Does the crime rate, does it magnify this portion of Scripture? I was reading the news this afternoon. A young man in Stark, Florida was arrested today. If he's your family member, I'm sorry. Arrested today, attempted murder, tried to stab a young woman in the neck. Well, that's attempted murder. They ought to give him the attempted electric chair. You say, that's harsh, Brother Edward. It wasn't harsh back when you had no idols. But I found out this, church. I found out this. The more idols we get, the softer we get. The more idols we get, Sister Samantha, the more we accept sin. The more things that we think is cool and groovy and whatever all them other words was, all those things does nothing. Are you listening to me? They do nothing but pull down our status as a Christian and our standards as a Christian. And the next thing you know, good night, man. You can live out there in the world and just be a part of the world, and there's no more conviction. Verse 15, and they rejected his statutes and his covenants, his covenant that he made with their fathers and his testimonies, which he testified against them. And they followed vanity and became vain. I could probably preach for 45 minutes on how the vanities of this world has captured the mind of the Christians of today. Brother Allen, I wonder, your old pastor out there in Alabama, did he preach about stuff like this? I just wonder. And he went after the heathen and were round about them concerning whom the Lord... So Alabama's got the same problem Georgia does, what I'm getting at. Whom the Lord had charged them that they should not do like them. Was talking about that TV show they advertise. I get sick of advertisement. That's why it's really worth it. If you're going to watch TV, it's worth it to have the DVR. Say, what is that? You can record it. You can go back. You can watch the show. And when it comes to commercials, you can just fast forward to it. And the only person that don't want DVR is my mother-in-law. She's going to buy stuff off TV, and I'm telling you. Oh, my goodness. Bless her heart. I said bless her heart. I mean it. I don't think I did, but I mean it. I meant it, Lindsay. I mean it. Verse 16, and they left all the commandments of the Lord their God and made them molten images, even to calves, and made a grove, and worshipped. You can remember when that happened, can't you? You don't think it's worse today? Look here. This is folk that's at the bottom of the mountain When Moses is on top of the mountain, somebody help me right here, in the presence of God, their pastor is up in the presence of God, and he comes down to find these Baal worshipers already serving another god. I hear people all the time say, I used to go to that church. I preached so hard. I know he does. It seems hard maybe to someone like that because they're so soft. They probably, but the men probably put lotion on their feet every night. Now my wife puts lotion, and that's okay, sir. If you put lotion on your feet, I don't care. Amen. Amen. I think that's just up to you. Amen, brother Ron. We're going to go get us one of them pedicurls, whatever that thing is over there. Get her. Yeah. Amen. We'll go. Amen. And we'll wear masks in case somebody come by and take a picture. Amen. Amen. It used to not be hard preaching. Carl Lackey didn't think it was hard preaching. Carl Lackey preached, and Sister Lackey would get up during the invitation and go around to people that looked like they was under conviction or looked like they'd sinned, because when you sin, you just got the look. I mean, you just look guilty. I mean, where's my Bible? Where's my Bible? Where's my Bible? Oh, Brother Lackey preached so hard. He had a message. Brother Dan, Sister Pearl, Brother Dan probably knows it. I don't know if you know it. He had a message called Hogs, Snakes, and Dogs. Yeah. You know what the dog said? Ruff. Ruff. I'm telling you, ruff. That's just old time way. My dad... Oh, my goodness. Now, if I had time, I'd get little Glenn and Sister Vanessa to stand up and testify. Because they remember. Sister Kathy, you remember. Let's go back to the Bible, because we're not done reading yet. Isn't this good information? I was in verse 16. I didn't finish it. I got down to where it says, even two calves, and made a grove and worshiped all the host of heaven and served Baal. Are you kidding me? Wait a minute now. I'm having a hard time right here. I might need your help. They worshiped all the host of heaven and served Baal. Baal worship got started from Jezebel's dad. And it was the worshipers of Baal that Elijah went against whenever he... Are you listening to me? He called fire down out of heaven. And served Baal. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire and used divination and enchantments and sold themselves to evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke Him to anger. Provoked Him to anger? Sold themselves? Now, I might be wrong, but you know, this stuff I see, advertisements, billboards, they talking about, a lot of the clothing that is out there now, people are selling themselves. If your flesh is showing, you want somebody to see it, and there must be a price involved. See how quiet you got right there? Some of y'all scared to say anything. There used to be a day that women dressed like women and men dressed like men, and there was an honor, a respect given to the house of God. Not no more. If you can see what I see, I've been up here how long? What time did you go down, Brother Gary? About 6:30? Something like that. If you can see what I've looked at for the last 35 minutes, 37 minutes. I'm just thinking this. You sure had a lot to get caught up on your prayer life. I'm just thinking. He said, but we're reading with you, Brother Edward. Well, good. Praise the Lord. Let's do it. Verse 18, therefore the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah only. Also, Judah kept not the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel which they made. And the Lord rejected all the seed of Israel and afflicted them and delivered them into the hand of spoilers until he had cast them out of his sight. That little study this afternoon, Brother Daniel, one of the boys on there, he had a little group of friends. And these friends were just mean youngies. That's all there was. Nothing that some old-fashioned discipline wouldn't have taken care of. But I took note of this, Brother Glenn, while I was watching this. I thought about it before, but it really impressed me. We think when our children get out of high school and get a job, they're grown. We think, Brother Leroy, that as soon as they walk up on that platform and walk down the other side, something miraculous took place, and now they know enough that me and you and us can make them, let them make all the decisions of their life. Does that make sense to you? No, because that's not possible. They don't go to sleep one night and wake up the next day with all the knowledge that they're going to need in life. And if you just let them keep making their decisions just because they got a diploma? I mean, dig a little deeper. See what kind of grades they got on that thing before you throw them out to the wolves. That's what that man did. And that boy of his, with his little group, was stealing from all the merchants in the town, stealing everything. And this one man come over there to his father and says, I'd like to look in your boy's room. I've got stuff missing out of my house. And he says, you think there's something? You think my boy's a thief? Well, I mean, listen here. Sometime read between the lines. If the law comes up there to your house and says, I'm looking for something that's missing from somebody, and can I look in your boy's room? What more you got to get right there? He said, sure, come on in. Come on in. His daddy was rich. His daddy had everything. He supplied him with everything. He said, sir, my son don't have to steal. He says, I'm a wealthy man, and I can supply everything to him that he needs. He said, I'd like to look in his room. And he looked through that room, and he didn't find nothing. Nothing. And he's standing there, and all of a sudden, Brother Daniel, he just kind of went. He said, what's that right there? He said, that's the attic. That's the same thing I said. Who said uh-oh? That was the same thing I said. He said, can I look up there? He said, yes, sir. He said, how can I get up there? He said, climb on this table. Get on this chair. Get on this table. Go right on up there. He found silver pots, teapots, silver cups, stuff that had been stolen all over town. You know what the man told his son? Now, he didn't teach his son this, but he never trained him not to do this. You don't hang around the wrong crowd. You hang around the wrong crowd. You hang around a crowd that believes different than your mom, you're going to get in big, big trouble. Big trouble. John Owen, you hang around a bunch of people, and I know you don't, but different than your dad,
Hey, I just made a point, and I promise you, my boy and my girls have not turned out perfect, I promise you. They've made mistakes and probably a lot of things they've done I don't even know about, don't want to know about. But I tried to make it a point that I didn't have a friend that wouldn't be the friend of my boy. I thought that'd work out pretty good. And it did. That man told his boy, he said, "Get out of my face." He said, "You disgust me." He said, "Come home and get everything you want and leave, and I never want to see you again. You're a thief and a liar." He was stealing from his own town people. Wow. Well, every generation didn't do that. But one come across that did. There was a generation that had a fear of God. Brother Donnell, there was a generation, they feared the Lord. You couldn't tell Elijah and Elisha nothing about fearing God and serving the Lord. The Bible said in verse 18, "Therefore the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah only, and Judah kept not the commandments of the Lord." That's why sin is so easily committed, because nobody's got a fear of the consequences. Nobody. That's why they'll go up to the store down there and say, "Give me a hamburger." "Well, that'd be $4.95. "Oh, I got no money. I ain't paying for it, but I want one. You'll give me one." And cause a big, big ruckus. That boy's daddy run him off. He run him off, told him to get out of my face and get out of my life. You know what he done? He went back to his old buddies. The ones that drug him out there. The ones that taught him how to cuss. The ones that taught him how to disrespect his father. You know what he did? You know what he did, Brother Gary told him? He says, "Hey, I know what we're going to do. Hey, here's the problem. Here's the problem with that boy. I wish you'd get this. If you don't get nothing, I wish you'd get this. He never was content." You know what he told them boys, his buddies? He said, "I know what we're going to do." He said, "What?" They said, "What?" He said, "We're going to rob the bank." They said, "We can't rob no bank. I mean, you don't know how to get in the safe." He said, "We're not going to rob it at night." He said, "We're going to walk in there in the daytime and rob it." They said, "You don't know that man. That man, you know he's got a gun. You know he's got a gun." He said, "He ain't going to shoot nobody." He said, "Besides that," he said, "I got a gun too. A kid. You know, yeah, you just have to forgive me. I just can't have it. Brother, I can't have it, but I just taught this way and I believe this way. I believe this way. Jeremy, you're 23, 4, 24. How old are you, Sam? 23. How are you, Brother Caleb, how old are you? 26. Brother Danny, I'm going to leave you alone. Brother Kevin, 34, 24. I'm just looking in the 20s. You had to ask your wife how old you were? I wish I'd have come by here first and said, "Wake Tyler up before I ask him this question." I'm just kidding you, buddy. I don't mean this to be hurtful, but y'all don't know nothing about life. Oh, you might know how to fix an air conditioner. Feed a chicken. You might know how to fix an air conditioner. Praise the Lord. That's a good trade. I ain't gonna mess with Noah. Noah don't know nothing except Whoppers, Big Macs, and football. But that's okay. That's okay. Because he's gotta learn. And somebody, Brother Andrew, I am begging you, take time with your boy and tell him, "Son, listen to me. Shut up and listen to me so you can learn something about the King of Glory." Because them friends from out there, do you know what their intentions is with him? No wonder people runs around dressed like they are now. No wonder
people runs around, talks and uses God's name, tells jokes that ain't even funny, using God and holiness in vain. No wonder. Do you know I'm still reading? Not right there, but right here. What verse did I leave off on? 19? I thought that was it. And the Lord rejected, verse 20, and the Lord rejected all the seed of Israel and afflicted them and delivered them into the hand of the spoilers until he cast them out of his sight. And he rent Israel from the house of David. And they made Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, king of Jeroboam, drave Israel. And Jeroboam drave Israel from following the Lord and made them sin a great sin. Have you ever seen folk that was able to just, I went to school with people like that. I went to school with people that had such a personality, such a charisma. Man, if you listen to them for 30 seconds, they could talk you into buying Alaska. I mean, does anybody know what I'm talking about? Did anybody ever see people like that? They were such a silver tongue. Brother Darnell said, devil. That's what I was thinking, but I was waiting on him to say it. I knew he would. Thank you, brother. I mean, just talk your children, talk your church, talk your family into going against God. Going against holiness. You mentioned the Holy Ghost in most churches. And they got, who was that again? Has he been here? Probably not. If you got to ask that, probably not. Verse 22, for the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did. They departed not from them. The sins of Jeroboam. This, are you listening? This has brought us, but Sam, this has brought us to the place where now we're identifying the sins of Jeroboam. Let's look at it. Let's look at it. 1 Kings chapter 14. You don't have to turn. I got it. Verse number 7. 1 Kings chapter. Oh, man, I went all the way to Genesis. Won't never happen over there. 1 Kings chapter 14 and verse number 7. The Bible says this, go tell Jeroboam. Now remember this. This is something that you and I as Christians should never forget. There's people that messed up in the Bible. And God showed more grace to them and compassion to them than he did any of the Pharisees he ever dealt with. 1 Kings chapter 14 and verse number 7, the Bible said, go tell Jeroboam, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, for as much as I exalted thee from among the people and made thee prince over my people Israel and rent the kingdom away from the house of David. Did you see that? Took it from the house of David and gave it thee, and yet thou hast not been as my servant David. Whoa. I guarantee you, when he first heard the Lord's word speaking about, I took the kingdom from David and gave it to you, he blowed up like a bullfrog with pride. Can you see it? Can anybody see that? But he wasn't finished talking. He says, and gave it thee, and yet thou hast not been as my servant David, who kept my commandments and who followed me with all his heart. And to do that only which was right in mine eyes. Wow. Don't come up to me. Don't come up to me telling me about how David was a wicked sinner. Don't come up to me and tell me how David sinned and how God wrote him off and everything. David's gone, and God's still bragging on him. He said, therefore, verse 9, but thou hast done evil, talking about Jeroboam now, but thou hast done evil above all that were before thee, for thou hast done and made thee other gods and molded images to provoke me to anger, and hast cast me behind thy back. Therefore, behold, I will bring evil. You better listen to this one. This is where it's getting intense right here. You play with sin if you want to. You get out there and act like a wicked, vile sinner living in this world, being part of things that is ungodly and unrighteous and unholy. Amen. Listen, I know. We were old-fashioned, Faith. We, in our letting our girls court, we was old-fashioned. But I knew them boys. They were just human. They were just like me. They were just like you. That's why I didn't want them to be alone with my daughters. Because I knew they knew something. That's why her daddy wouldn't let us be alone. Say, that's old-fashioned there, Brother Edward. Well, it kept everything on up and up, didn't it? Kept everything holy. Oh, that's right. That's right. We don't like that word no more. Holy. Holy. That bird at my house has whistled like that so much, he's got me doing it. I was literally, Brother Tracy, I was sitting in my chair this morning watching Brother Jeff teach Sunday school, and the bird's over there going. I think, is he whistling for Brother Jeff? Good job, Brother Jeff. And then Brother Jerry's whistling, he's over there, still the same thing. And the next thing, I said, hey, be quiet. He goes, that bird. I said, ain't no doubt. Therefore, behold, I will bring evil upon the house of Jeroboam, and I will cut off from Jeroboam him that pisses against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel, and will take away the remnant of the house of Jeroboam, as a man taketh away dung till it be all gone. Secret things. Secret things. And I know what you're thinking. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that this is not something that you've done. But John, it blesses my heart to know that, well, I'm just going to say it, I think, that nobody in here is living that kind of life. No idols in the house. Did you know that the first of the Ten Commandments, is what? What is it? He said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. The first. He never even got to the second in chapter 17. Chapter 14 right here. Or in chapter 17 of 2 Kings. He stayed right there. He said, this one thing you have broke. This one thing has become an issue. You know why old preachers ain't liked? They're old fogies. They drove the stakes down a long time ago. And they said, this is where I'm worshiping. This is our camp. This is my faith. That's what I'm talking about, my faith. This is my Bible. I ain't going nowhere else. I'm not going to take on something else. Sure you do. You mark it down, friend. You mark it down. You remember the day I said this here. One day, you too will be a Jeroboam. I got a friend that was a preacher that don't even go to church no more. Used to pastor, used to preach. Good preacher. He's preached here. Don't even preach no more. What happened? The pull of the world. It'll get them. It'll get them. Don't you think it won't get you? You say, but good news, Brother Edward, I've not done all these things.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can I give you one more verse? And we'll be finished. One more verse. You might want to write this one down. Are you taking notes?
Yes.
If you're taking notes, write this one down. Go to James chapter 2. If you're writing it down. James chapter 2. Verse 10. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he's guilty of all. Oh, you might not have had no idols around the house. You might not have had no little angels. You might not have had a Buddha. But there's nine more that are listed. The chances are very great you broke them. That's why it's so necessary to have your sin under the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why it's so necessary to walk with God like you do. That's why it's so necessary. Don't be swayed every time somebody comes along. Brother Daniel, I don't know how many times. I'm not trying to get you in trouble. I hope you don't. And he ain't told me stuff, but he's asked me to pray. Things just go wrong at that school down yonder. And you'd say, pray, brother. That thing's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. You know what's happened? You know what's happened in the churches? We stand outside the road and we welcome people to come in. But most churches are standing outside the road inviting sin to come in. I didn't say this one. I said many. Most of them. And what it comes down to is there was a time, and for many of you got young children, and the pressure is really going to come on y'all. I can't imagine what it'd be like 5 years from now, 10 years from now. And some of y'all's children will be teenagers and children. I can't imagine what the peer pressure of this world's going to put on them, Brother Dan. But I'm going to tell you this. Listen to me. You mom and daddy better work together. I mean work together. Don't pull sides. I'm talking to y'all because you ain't got nothing in the house. You know what I'm saying? Don't pull sides. They see you pulling sides and you pulling sides, they're going to play you like a fine-tuned piano. And what you'll have to do is go down there where I found him at. Help me, Brother Darnell. And you'll be bailing him out of jail. You say, not me, not me. There's no way none of these kids right here could end up in jail. Tomorrow. You don't know about their friends. You don't know. This past week, a 13-year-old girl that had been influenced. You may know about it. I don't know. I know about it. A 13-year-old girl, Brother Leo, so influenced by her friends, so influenced, so behooved, they encouraged her, be your own person. You've heard it? Be your own self. Just be you. Well, what is you? You already know what I think about you. If you're 23, 24, 25 years old, you don't know nothing except how to feed chickens and fix an air conditioner and weld. Amen. And listen, I'm not trying to embarrass him. My air conditioner tears up tonight. Either him or his dad better get over it quick. Because if they don't, I'm going to send that mad woman to their house. I'm telling you. I'm just telling you. Y'all don't know. I'd be hunting a Holiday Inn. But Jeff said, no, all our rooms is filled up. I'll go down the list, church folk. Can we come over? I'll send it out as a group text. I hope I don't get no rejections and all of that. 13-year-old girl. How many times do you see this, Brother Danny?
she'd been so swayed by somebody, she started painting them black. She started being herself. Her rebellion came on. You know where they took her? Camden Medical. You know what was wrong? A rope. Since then, you know what's happened? There's been a funeral. You gonna tell me they ain't nothing? You better sharpen. Brother Jeff, don't you be scared to tell him something. Hey, Brother Tracy, don't you be scared to tell them boys something. I know one's in college and one. He's up there. Okay. I wasn't going to say that and see if he was asleep or not, but he looked at me. Okay. Tell him. He told me the boys. How many of y'all can remember when boys was boys and they was rough and mean? I was talking to Ashton and Tristan the other night, and we were talking about something. And I said, when we was in school, I said, son, it wasn't nothing for somebody to walk by you in school and try to chop you in the throat. Am I the only one ever went through that?
Amen.
Ashton said, for real? They really done you like that? I said, well, I'm fixing to crunch off you right now. I don't want to hear about, if I go to I'm going to heaven, but when I'm in heaven, if I go before the rapture, I don't want to hear about the generation following me turning on God. What you going to do? Hey, Brother Edward, you scare me. I hope I do, because there's a high price on sin. Chris, will you come to the piano, please? There's a high price on sin. You can ignore it. Hey, you can act like you can do everything, but secret sin, listen, it was only secret until God brought it out. And He put it out in the Bible for the whole world to see. It ain't secret sin no more. That's what he called it. I'll tell you what I do. I thought if there was any way, shape, or form, there was things in my heart. I said, God, please help me. Help me get rid of this. Help me, Lord. I don't want to be a Jeroboam. I don't want to take David's place. Hey, I don't want to take the old man of God's place. I don't want to take David's place and act like I got the bull by the horns with a downhill pull. I don't want to act like that, because I know good and well the same thing can happen to me. I'm just telling you tonight, if it can happen to me, it can happen to you. And sin will take you farther than you want to go, and it'll keep you longer than you want to stay. And it'll keep you longer than you want to stay. Cost you more than you want to pay. That's what sin does. It'll take you, Alan. It'll take you. Think the devil's done playing with you? You're a puppet on a string, son. That's all you are. John Owen, if you don't stay in the house of God, you're just a puppet on a string. Age don't matter to him. He said, but I got a family, and I'm in the military, and I'm doing well. You let him start having this way and that way and doing this thing and that thing. And the next thing you know, the sin of your life will embarrass you to death, because it will be exposed. Don't get mad at God because it's exposed. Let's stand together. Have you got that song there? Can you sing? Thank you. It'll get you. Hey. If nothing else, your Sunday school teachers ought to come pray for your class. If nothing else, your parents ought to come pray for your children. Well, I guarantee you, out there is a Jeroboam. And he wants them. He wants them. You gonna give them up? You gonna give them to them? No, please don't.